Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Let me turn my camera on.
Hey.
Hello.
I can see you.
Hi.
I can't see Claire behind that wall of toilet rolls and pasta bags. That's where they've all gone.
Can you see
Hello,
me?
Hello, everyone.
How are you doing?
Hi.
This is a bit
Good
surreal,
morning.
Isn't it?
It is weird, isn't it?
How
so
weird
this
is
our podcast via online conferencing.
How topical.
Yeah, obviously because we're social distancing at the minute and self-isolating.
This is the new workplace, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
I love that you've come straight in with that question.
That's topical, isn't it?
Well, I am wearing a jumper and then I'll be honest with you, I've got my jammy bottoms on.
Have you
this
cleaned
is the way
your teeth?
To do it.
So I cleaned my teeth before this podcast. I went, yeah. Isn't that weird though? I felt the need to go and clean my teeth so I could speak to you all.
Why?
Because it feels like I'm doing work. Well, it doesn't feel like work, you know what I mean? But I kind of felt like I needed to make an effort. Although I'm not in work gear, I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely in a very comfy t-shirt. A little bit like my logo.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's
really
in your bottom half? That's the key on all of this is what are people wearing in the bottom half?
Baggy pants.
Leggings. Jeff,
baggy
what have you got on?
Mm-hmm. You see, I've been working from home for years, so all you bloody newbies are coming in
this is
and
normal.
They're all chatting away about, wearing pyjamas. And all of us who've been deliberately self-isolated for years because we're miserable antisocial buggers, we're past that. I've got my jeans on and a hoodie. Oh hang on. There you go.
And a tie!
Jeff, you've got a tie on.
Just for this.
That's
because
brilliant.
The point is, as everyone who's worked from home knows, if you start on Monday with pyjamas on, by Friday, you just sat amid 100 empty tubs of Haagen-Dazs. And you've not done a scrap of work since Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you've got to keep up appearances.
But in all seriousness, things have gone very surreal, haven't they? And there's lots of people now who are getting to grips with the fact that their workplace has completely changed. That's what I want to talk about today. And I want to pose a question to you.
Go on.
Is it okay to stay in your PJs all day if you're working from home? Is it okay?
No. Yes, for a while, but you're going to have to get a grip.
I agree. I think you have to be in the right mindset. And I don't think sitting in PJs all day makes you feel like you're actually at work. Baggy pants,
that's
maybe.
Not a bad thing, is it?
I don't know. I like, you know, when I go to work, I like a heel on or, you know what I mean? I like to feel like I'm at work. You know what I mean?
Have you got your heels on now?
No, but this is lovely. This is like chatting to friends, you know. I did clean my teeth, guys. Have we?
Have you got makeup on,
Claire? Yeah, I have, but only because I did a tan last night to make myself feel better. And it wasn't the best, so I've had to hoist something on my face. I know.
What are you tanning for?
Just so that Alex doesn't think I'm an absolute minger.
Alex being your husband.
Yeah.
But hang on a minute. You're not even with him at the minute, are you?
No. But I will
You're at your mum and dad's?
I am. But yes, I'm self-isolating away from my husband and my child.
But not the tanning salon.
She does it herself. Can you not tell?
It's honestly, I couldn't reach me back. It looks all right from some angles.
What do you do? Lie under the grill?
I mean, look at Jeff. Pasty milk bottle colour. He's
actually
no tan of it, slapped him over the face. So I asked the nation this question about whether it's okay to stay in your PJs all day if you're working from home. We had nearly 7,000 people
no.
who responded to this. Right, so come on, guess the percentages. How many people...
I'm going to err on... Sorry, Steph.
Let me just tell you the options. Wind your neck in, pet. Right, so we've got yes, we've got no... No, there is another one. And we've got crazy times, who cares?
I'm going to go with no.
Jeffrey?
I'm going to say people said yes. Majority yes.
Ooh. Correct.
Yes.
The majority said yes, it's okay. The majority being, I mean, this is a bit like the referendum, if I'm honest. 52% said yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. 19% said no. And 29% said crazy times, who cares?
I think I'm in the latter camp.
So I think if you know that you've got no conference calls, yeah, high on a few pyjamas, yeah, be in your baggy sweat, that's cool. But as soon as that conference call notification comes up, I bet you loads of people are going to put on a shirt or a bra.
A bra?
You see that?
Yeah. Oh, yes, Jeff. No bra.
I know, but
out.
Could you talk to your boss with no bra
no.
on? And could you imagine being all free and loose, knowing I couldn't talk to my boss without a bra on?
Definitely
I'm just
not.
Off to make a cup of tea. I'll be back in a bit.
Hey, listen, do you know what's funny, though? Some of the messages we've had in response to it. Right.
There's some people that have just walked down the street, sorry, and they've just totally, literally darted away from each other. They had to socially distance from each other. It's quite funny.
Is this like social distancing live?
Yeah, it is.
Like Spring Watch. Are you going to give us like a commentary of people outside and what they're doing?
Where? There's no birds, to be fair. Where's the birds? Are they social distancing too?
Where are you anyway, Claire?
I'm in my sister's old bedroom, which is really small. I've been here all week, isolated for sure.
But are you getting all your dinners cooked for you by your mum and dad?
Yes, I am, which is very kind. And then they're leaving them for me. I'm trying to keep away from them to keep them safe as well. Not that I've got anything.
So,
but yeah.
What are they doing? Putting the dinner outside the door for you and then giving
not
you a little
outside
knock?
The door, no, because she's very adamant that this isn't a hotel.
Is your dad there then?
My dad is here. He's downstairs.
So mm-hmm. Billy's back from the rigs. Is he still FaceTiming you, like from downstairs?
No, thankfully no. No, but he keeps coming up every so often. Are you all right? You're still in there?
At the risk of sounding a bit depressing, my dad, who's got Alzheimer's and is in a care home, he's got an infection or the virus. I don't know what he's got. We don't know what he's got because he can't work his FaceTime. But anyway, he's in isolation now. We've not been able to visit for 2 weeks anyway. But yeah, he's in isolation in his room for a week.
Oh, bless him.
He's Alzheimer's for company, so I've no idea where he thinks he is.
Can I just remind you, this is meant to be a funny podcast.
Well, okay.
Everyone's going to be crying.
It made me think today, I saw a really funny thing on the BBC, I think it was, in a care home. They've reenacted
Hungry Hippos.
That is so good. That's brilliant.
But it made me think of my dad sitting there listening to people outside playing Hungry Hippos, wondering what the hell is going on.
And not having
not
a clue.
The faintest idea.
Oh, that's really sad. But that is the best video on the internet,
Seeing carers, all these people who are, you know, grafting and looking after our most vulnerable, pushing these men and women trying to catch these balls is honestly, it's just such a brilliant thing, isn't it?
Another thing that I love is everyone's putting photos of their new home offices up on Twitter and Instagram. So and
on that, talking about people setting up their home offices and having these conference calls, how many people do you think spend time running around the house to see which part of their house looks the nicest?
Well, you've not done it this morning, have you?
I have not. I know. You've got it this morning.
It's a lovely house. I if I can see it behind the toilet rolls and the bags of pasta.
That's hilarious.
You know this whole idea of setting up an area to look good?
Go on.
Obviously, on telly, there's a lot of Skyping going on now. What's funnier is the people who don't realise what's behind them. So we had a classic on breakfast. Where on the fridge, now we can discuss why it was on the fridge shortly. On the fridge was a massive dildo.
What?
So this person was doing a really serious interview, but all anyone was doing was going, is that a dildo in the background? God, can someone zoom in on the shot? Zoom in. And there's nothing you can do about people's camera position. You know, that's it.
My God.
How do you attach such a thing to a fridge?
Well, it was on top. It was resting on top. My bigger question is, why? Is someone using it as a stirrer for cooking? I don't know.
Oh, God.
When you say it was resting, how busy had it been?
Do you know what? Claire is quite prudish and she's properly getting embarrassed.
Not always. It is interesting. I do love seeing, I definitely look to the background of people's Skyping. Weird one. A yellow
Claire,
car.
Neighbourhood Watch has now got her head out the window. What's going on, Claire?
There was a yellow car. And you know that game where you shout, yellow car?
Yes.
And then you hit somebody.
You don't know that one, Steph?
No. Hang on. What are you on about?
So, because yellow cars are quite rare, aren't they? So whenever you see a yellow car on the motorway or wherever you go, you shout, yellow car?
Yellow car! No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But then you get to hit somebody.
Oh, hang on. I had to hit myself.
Yellow car? I wonder where they're going.
Claire, we keep losing you to looking out the window. What else is going on out there?
I'm so sorry. I just wondered whether they were social distancing or not, and it looks like they're not.
You should be like the social distancing police and just shout out the window,
oi,
move away, move away.
I mean, there's people like me isolating. It's quite hard. And then I can see people outside enjoying themselves. It's really annoying.
Do you know what?
Hello. Sorry. Jeff? You lost me there for a second. I ran out of batteries. It's all gone to pot.
Jeff, the one thing you texted us all morning.
I'm not being funny, Jeff, but you are like a head teacher with all the rules you send to us. Make sure your phone's charged. Make sure you do this. And then you're the one whose battery ran out.
Are you saying that that's what head teachers sound like? Because I know some really nice head teachers who don't sound like that. You just besmirched a whole bloody profession.
I know. I respect teachers, especially now. Sorry. I've just taken this opportunity to eat a snack.
That's annoying.
So, sorry, I'm mid-sweet. Anyway, right, I digress. So, I was on the train the other day, coming up from London, before everything went totally mental, and needed to sneeze, but I was very aware of what that might do to everyone on the train. So I held it in.
Oh, no.
And I thought my eyes were going to pop out, and I think I wet myself.
It's like somebody joked the other day that they were on a bus and they sneezed and four people turned around and they said it was like being on The Voice. How funny.
Steph, about 10 minutes ago, you were going to read us some messages about pyjamas.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh,
yes,
sorry.
Yes.
I'm trying to set myself a fake time I have to leave or I miss my train every day. And then I run to my laptop fully dressed and ideally showered. But it's only day 3, so ask me again in a week. But that's a good idea, isn't it? Like setting yourself a time where you're like, I have to be ready then or I'm going to miss my train or whatever. Just to get you in the frame of mind of being at work.
Totally.
Yeah, I get it.
And here's another one. I read that you should get dressed anyway because it helps to stay in your work routine and mentally be like, I'm working, as opposed to, I'm working, but after this episode of Cash in the Attic finishes. We've lost her again, Jeff. She's drifting
There's
out the
There's two buses going around the estate. I just was having a look at the buses now.
Social distancing live with Claire Waters the Plants.
Listen, this is brilliant for me. I've been... someone's on a driving lesson as well. Interesting. They're not social distancing, are they?
Hey, listen, I've got another one for you. Just remember, folks, on every conference call you do these days, somebody will be naked or just in their pants.
No way. People do that.
Can I reveal something to you both? I have spoken to both of you whilst in the bath before.
I know that. I'm sure you've told us that before.
Do you know that, Jeff, that we have spoken before and I've been lying in the bath?
Yeah, because funnily enough, you being the shrinking wallflower that you are, you went, hey, Jeff, I'm in the bath.
Do you want more messages?
Yes, more messages.
Also, the funniest message I got, which really made me howl, because I basically said, you know, is it okay to wear your pyjamas from home? And one woman, she was like, get dressed and washed. I'm shouting because I'm assuming she was shouting when she wrote this. She said, get washed and dressed. FFS, you've had a baby, you're not sick. I've got MS and force myself to get washed and dressed every day, even with two babies, and bringing my children up to do the same. It's called self-respect. Like 120 people then all jumped in on, she was only joking. And other people going, yeah, you scrubber, get a wash to me, obviously.
Oh, did you say you weren't washing, Mike?
You didn't say you weren't washing.
Well, no, I didn't say I wasn't washing. I've
See,
had
that's
a shower
the assumption,
this morning.
Isn't it? That's the assumption. People are dirty if they're just in their pyjamas. We're not living in the norm at the moment. Each to their own.
No, but this is the thing. Having, again, being the ninja of this, having done this for years, I can't claim expertise in much. And I'm not claiming expertise in this, but I've got a lot of experience of it. The risk of sounding pretentious. Confucius had this thing. He wouldn't sit on his mat until he'd straightened the mat. The idea is that unless you get yourself sorted in your workplace particularly, then you're not going to do anything. You're not going to be at your best. So straighten your mat, tidy your desk.
Okay. I agree with that.
The problem is that what's the definition of that? Because does straighten your mat suddenly give you license to put a wash on, to mop the floor, clean the windows? Because you can't really be bothered.
I get you.
So
I hear you.
Here we go then. What advice would you have for people who are thinking, oh, my family have just arrived back, can you hear them? This is another problem with working from home, is constant distraction.
Well, somebody's having a bloody shower. It sounds like bloody Niagara Falls behind me. It's coming down the tube.
There's a little baby now about to make its way into the room. I mean, she can't
walk. We're
going
to have to wind it up then, aren't we?
But before we go, come on then, what's your advice for people who are there at home? They're working from home. It's a new thing for them. Mm-hmm. What is your advice about getting up and cracking on with the day? Go on, Claire.
I say it's all about mindset. Get yourself up, get washed, clean your teeth. Love that one. Clean your teeth, get your tea and your coffee ready. And there you go. You're in work mode.
This is a groundbreaking advice from Claire there. I'm really pleased we did this. You know, brush your teeth, guys. Claire says brush your teeth and everything will be all right.
And wear a bra if you're going to be talking to work.
Jeff, wear a bra.
I'm going to wear a bra. My advice would be, having done this, obviously there's stuff like, you know, keeping set hours, turning up by 9 o'clock at your desk or whatever it is, and giving yourself kind of shifts and routines. But the big thing when I went from an office to working from home is not so much what you can replicate, but what are the things that you can't replicate from the workspace. And the big thing is that you're not among people all the time. And if you don't try and do something about that, you can end up feeling ever so isolated, even more so in our current times. Yeah. So just keeping in touch with folk. I've been speaking to friends this week who were working from home for the first time, and, you know, just chatting, whether it be in, I've chatted to a friend in Paris this week, somebody over in New York. So there are massive benefits, but there are holes you can fall down. So sort your mat out, get your mat sorted, and then you'll be reet.
That's really good advice. Mine was really shit. Thanks for that.
Yours is brush your teeth. Well, that's more important.
Right, I think we should wrap it up. Can we talk about working at home with your partner or your pet or your child next week, because or your children? Because I think that's going to be a tricky one for everyone now, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Looks like we're going to be doing a few of these podcasts without being able to see each other.
Yeah.
It's no big loss for you two, I realise, but we need to keep this going for a while.
Me and Claire are actually in the same house. We joined together. We just didn't want to tell you, so we're pretending.
I can see you nudging in on the screen. What are you on about? You're sat next to each other.
Funny.
Before we go, can we just have the latest update, Claire, from your social distancing live from outside your window? What is going on in Newcastle as I speak?
So I'm just going to count up. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And brush your teeth.
I can count. But that's reassuring, isn't it? It means people are actually following the rules a little. They're adhering to the guidelines. And
what did you say
home.
About them? Didn't you just say there was like 15 people in the street?
No, there was 14 cars on the drive. That's a lot. Basically, there's a lot more cars in the street than usual, which means people obviously are home.
That is the shittest social distancing live update we've had so far.
Well,
thank you, Claire.
I mean, there's not exactly much I can do. People aren't exactly
right. Bye, Claire. Can we just shut her off, Jeff? Is there a way of just just leave the meeting? You can't do
sure
that,
that's
can't
really
you?
Offensive.
Bye, Claire. Love you. She's got her angry face on. Look at that. She's scrunched the nose
She's probably peed, didn't she? She's hiding behind all those toilet rolls.
Send us your stories if you are. Shut up, everyone. Send us. This is the other problem with conference calls. Everyone talks over each other. Send us your stories if you're working from home with animals or, you know, people. What else? You can plant. I don't know. Can they be distracting? Maybe. Or if you've got any other funny, daft stories. Obviously, it's a very serious time at the minute and we're aware that things are pretty. Jeff, what are you doing? I'm making a serious point. Jeff's brought his plant into the shot. Anyway. We do know it's tough out there at the minute, so look after yourselves.
Yes.
And while we all stay indoors, let's try and make each other smile occasionally as well. So that's it from us. Send us your stories, not bad for a Monday at hotmail.com, or you can tweet me at Steph Breakfast or Jeff. Jeff, what's your Twitter handle?
I don't know. I'm very rarely on there.
I know. I don't even know what mine is.
Oh, I know. It's at G Arthur B. G Arthur B.
What?
My middle name's Arthur.
I don't know what mine is. I keep changing it.
Oh, right. I'm bored now. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, don't worry, Baba. I know it's just the mean Uncle Jeff.
Are you making your baby cry for the podcast? Just to make it topical.
No, I'm going. Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.